It's time now for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. And, Andy, the Red Sox are coming off a big weekend sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And pitching and hitting, the story this weekend for the Sox.
No question about it, Bill. But actually, these are teams that Arizona Diamondbacks, one of the teams that the Red Sox should be beating. So it's good that they did go in there, get the three wins, and get the hitting back in tune. Of course, yesterday, capping it off with a 16-2 win. And they just totally annihilated pitcher Zach Greinke, one of the best pitchers at Major League Baseball, had one of his worst career starts, so it was good to see.
Well, tell us more in detail. Mookie Betts with the three home runs, Rick Porcello picking up another W.
Yeah, Mookie Betts, of course, the hitting star yesterday. He had three home runs, eight RBIs. Betts becomes the second player in Red Sox history to have 2 3 home run games in a season. He joins Ted Williams, who did the trick back in 1957. And Rick Porcello improves a 13-0 at Fenway. He went 7 innings yesterday, giving up just 1 run. He improves to 16-3 on the season. Right now, no question about it, Rick Porcello, he is your number one starter.
Well, the Red Sox are hitting the road. They have a game in Cleveland this afternoon, just one game in Cleveland, a makeup, and then it's on to Baltimore, Detroit, Tampa Bay. What's the situation now for the Red Sox, and how are, as far as the standings, and how are you looking at this road trip?
Well, the Red Sox have to play better on the road. There's no question about it. They have most of their games on the road the West their way. And this 11-game trip, of course, they'll be going head-to-head with Baltimore coming up with a few games over Camden Yards. And, you know, obviously the Red Sox chasing the Orioles, who are right in front of them. And then they have to play the Tigers in a 4-game series. And the Tigers are just a game and a half behind the Red Sox for that second playoff spot for the wild card. And going to Cleveland today, Cleveland's no slouch. They're in first place with a 5-game lead over the Tigers. So right underway, this road trip's going to be tough, three tough opponents. And then you finish off with Tampa Bay and the Red Sox. No matter how Tampa Bay is at the time, they always seem to have problems playing down in Tropicana Field. It can go either way. You can't just push the Rays aside. So an 11-game trip, I would hope to think that the Red Sox could win. Maybe a great trip would be 7 wins. 8 would be fantastic. Hopefully they don't come home under 500 for the trip.
Yeah, I think that would be disappointing. But obviously they have a lot at stake on this road trip and could really make a move if they were to really fire it up on the road here in August. A couple of Red Sox notes, Andy. Jonathan Papelbon available from left, cut loose by Washington. And there's some other player notes or possible player notes. Are the Sox interested in Papelbon?
Well, rumor has it that they've discussed it internally about bringing Papelbon in. You mentioned he was released on Saturday by the Washington Nationals. Papelbon having his worst season in the bigs with an ERA right now of 4.37. Red Sox, you know, obviously the bullpen could always use some extra help. Thing is, Papelbon's issue in Washington was the fact that he wasn't closing anymore, as the Nationals brought in Mark Melanson from Pittsburgh to be their closer for the stretch drive, and Papelbon got offended by that and said he, you know, obviously didn't want to be there anymore and was pouting and not pitching well, so the Nationals said, see you later. So if he comes here, obviously he's not going to be the closer, so obviously there'd have to be a lot of things in the back room worked out if that was the case. But there are other teams out there looking for relief pitching. Not necessarily in a pennant race that are looking for a closer, though. So Papelbon, if he wants to go to a contender down the stretch, it's going to have to be as in the setup role.
Yeah, that's interesting how that does play out for him. You're right. Trying to latch on to a team that would make a move for him would be a contender, and they would have their closers, you would think. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. Unless, of course, if a team in the next week or so has an injury that we don't see coming, and then there's an opening. But as of right now, he's definitely a setup guy for any team that's going down the stretch.
Unless the team could kind of talk to Jonathan and say, hey, please don't pout if you're not the starter and see what happens, you know?
Yeah. Well, for some reason, Papelbon has some issues with things like that. But, what are you going to do?
Andy, a couple of notes you have here for the Yankees. Tell us about that. Kind of a crazy end for A-Rod.
Yeah, A-Rod, he released after Friday night's game. You know, by the Yankees. They had a little ceremony for him before the game in a pouring rainstorm, which kind of seemed fitting. And now there's reports floating out there that Miami Marlins, they lost their star power hitter, Giancarlo Stanton, for the rest of the season, or at least up to 6 weeks, they're saying, with a strained groin. So, you know, he comes back to the end of the year at best. But there's going to be an opening in Miami for a right-handed power hitter, and you could say that A-Rod is a right-handed power hitter at this point. He could be used at first base, you know, play against left-handed pitching. More of a publicity stunt, I think, if the Marlins should bring him in with a team as the Marlins. They're fighting for a playoff spot. They're in tune for the second wild card spot at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see after a couple days off if the Marlins approach A-Rod, and if he accepts. He lives down there, A-Rod does, in the offseason, so it seemed to be a perfect fit.
Yeah. I know you have another Yankee note, and maybe breeze through the rest of the Major League Baseball notes for us. Yeah.
Well, back on Saturday as well, after the release of A-Rod on Friday night, Yankees bring up a couple prospects, if you will. First baseman Tyler Austin and outfielder Aaron Judge. And what do they do in their first Major League at-bats? They hit home runs, back-to-back, no less. That's the first time that two rookies have gone back-to-back in their first time at-bat in the Major Leagues with home runs. So that was quite interesting to see happen. So between that and then the Gary Sanchez, their new starting catcher, who came up about a week and a half ago, he had a home run yesterday. So a little infusion of young players down in the Bronx that could get fans down there excited. And, you know, the Yankees, they're only 3.5 games behind the Red Sox for the second wild card spot. So technically they're not out of the running yet. So who knows if this will put a spark in New York and see what happens there. Elsewhere, a couple other notes in Major League Baseball. Prince Fielder forced to retire this past week after a second neck fusion surgery. He finishes his illustrious career with 319 home runs, the exact same number of home runs in a career as his dad had, Cecil Fielder. And then former NFL quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow, going to give his hand at baseball. He's going to give a workout for all Major League teams next month, so it'll be interesting to see if someone takes a chance on Tebow and puts them in their minor league system next season.
And Andy, I know there's one other Red Sox note. Johan Moncada, he's going to be working out at third base. He's a Red Sox prospect.
Well, he's definitely the number one prospect in the system right now. He's been playing second base exclusively last year and this year in the system. And obviously with Dustin Pedroia still playing at a high level, he's not going to come in and push Pedroia out of the way anytime soon. There is a hole at third base. You know, Travis Shaw is not exactly George Brett. And you know, I'm not expecting Pablo Sandoval to come in and light the house on fire next season. So who knows? Johan Moncada, if he finishes the year strong at third base, could get a September call-up. And going into spring training, I guess anything could happen. He could be a starting third baseman as the season gets underway in 2017.
Andy, anything we've left out here?
Well, I guess the Red Sox yesterday placed pitcher Stephen Wright on the 15-day disabled list with a shoulder injury. And he had that injury happen to him back in Los Angeles a week ago. As he went into pinch run, he jammed his shoulder diving back at the second base on a pickoff attempt. So he's on the 15-day, and that means Clay Buchholz will stay in the rotation for the foreseeable future.
And he's got a winning streak, does Clay Buchholz, right?
Well, Red Sox won in his start on Saturday. He didn't get the
win. Oh, he didn't get the win.
But he pitched well.
Yeah.
He hung in there. Three runs and four innings, not exactly great, but considering Clay's situation this year, he held them in there for a while.
Gotcha. That's our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO NewSports.com.